Good afternoon, everyone. It's a nice turnout for the 100th session of climate change, according to Kim. I've been involved in climate change since back in 99 when I was a member of the co-chair of the first health chapter that we wrote, which really, up until this one, was the first full national assessment. And then we had the SAP product. I'm going to go through this. But what we've tried to do, and John touched on this, is we've tried to make this assessment process less a series of reports and more into an ongoing process. So this assessment that we're involved in now, that we're talking about right now, and that will not conclude in the report of 2013, but the major function of it will be for congressional, for the law, is to do the report in 2013. The main process that we're going is an ongoing process. We want the national assessment to be ongoing. So as part of that, I'm a member of the NACADAC. We in government love acronyms, and the sillier they are, the more we love them. NACADAC is the National Climate Assessment Development Advisory Committee, and they asked me to join the NACADAC, and I agreed to do it. It's a three-year commitment, and you're named by the Secretary of Commerce. And I told them after that that they asked me before they told me what the acronym was. I might have thought differently if I knew I was going to be a NACADAC member. But as part of that, I am now on the indicator work group. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about indicators in this. And this is the definition of an indicator. There's many definitions out there. But if you go back to your time in school, this is the sort of definition that you would memorize for a test and then summarily forget for the rest of your life. So I don't expect you to really care too much about this definition, except for what a couple of the words in there, and that is that it basically is a measurement, a simple measurement that tells you something essential about the system you're interested in. For example, you may follow the Dow Jones Industrial Average, right? It's reported every day on the news. It actually has a much bigger role in the news than it deserves, but it doesn't tell you what your nine stocks are doing. Okay, it doesn't tell you everything, but it is a simple measurement that gives you an idea of the trend of the system, in this case, how the stocks are going. Okay, when we're talking about indicators for health and for the environment, that's what we're thinking about. We're thinking about a simple measurement that conveys the information on the system that you're interested in. So what is the... John touched on this. What are the national assessments? Well, Congress required the administration to do a national assessment on climate change every 4 years. And it basically, again, don't look at this, but you do on the second bullet there, you will see that human health is one of the seven sectors that has to be covered in the national assessment. Okay? We are now in the midst of the assessment, as you're well aware, and we're going to have a report in 2013, and human health is going to be one of the chapters of the national assessment. And here were some of the reports. Some of us were involved in the first one, the one furthest to the left as you're looking at the screen. That was the 2000 national assessment. And then we had the 2009 one that John just held up in his left hand, and now we're about to do the third. So you may say every 4 years, 20 years. In government, that's the way it works. Every 4 years for 20 years, we're on the third assessment. In 40 years, we'll be on either the fifth or the sixth. But we're good at acronyms. So what is our goal? Basically, why do you do the national assessment? Why did Congress require the national assessment? Basically, they said, we want to know what are going to be the impacts and what's our adaptive capacity to deal with what's coming from climate change. This was a few years ago, remember. This was a different Congress. Current Congress doesn't necessarily want to know, okay? But this is what Congress required of the administration. And the other thing is that if the climate assessments are done correctly, there will be ongoing knowledge to the American public and to policymakers about climate change, its impacts, our adaptive capacity, our vulnerabilities, okay? Now, you can easily see that if you want ongoing knowledge to these groups, a report that comes out every 6.5 years doesn't really do that, particularly when you look at all the information that's coming out on climate change ongoing now. 20 years ago, we didn't have all the new scientific information coming constantly. And so the National Research Council, when it reviewed what the USGCRP was doing with climate change, one of its recommendations was that we do an ongoing assessment. So what is going to be the ongoing assessment? Here's a list of qualities that we want in the ongoing assessment. I will just notice three for you. One is that it will be a sustainable process with multiple products over time, not every 4 to 6 years. Something that's web-based, something that people can tap into, something that we can make products on an ongoing basis. And the second two are the third and fourth bullets there. A consistent matrix, a consistent suite or list of indicators. Again, go back to what an indicator is, okay? And then multiple partners. We need the people who are knowledgeable about these sectors to be involved in our decision on what indicators to develop and how best to develop them. So the criteria that we're using, there's many different criteria for indicators, but one of the main things is, based on what the assessment is required by Congress to do, we need to make sure it answers the questions from multiple audiences. So not just our elected representatives, but the general public, the scientific community. Very difficult task here. Very difficult to try to come up with a list of indicators, particularly when you go back to what John just presented in both the Southeast and the Northwest regional meetings that they had. The big complaint was, the big need was, more data, more information on monitoring systems and health surveillance. Well, that's where we get indicators from. I just have definition of current and leading indicators in there. Scalable is huge. It's not as important as you might think to have national indicators. It's much more important to have indicators where you live. So when we're going to go over some of the examples of indicators, I want you to think about them from a national standpoint and then how much more important they are when they're in the state or even county areas. And augment existing efforts. The reason I put that in there is that we don't expect that there's going to be an ocean of money suddenly open up to develop indicator systems. So one of the things we're going to have to do as we develop these is piggyback on current ones. This is a slide that comes from the National Climate Assessment, and it just basically talks of the indicator categories. The ones that we would focus on there would be the sectors and resources of concern. But basically what we're saying is that the indicator system should cover all the major sectors of climate change, from greenhouse gases to adaptation. Everything in between should fit somewhere in there, and that they should all be linked. And the other thing is that how the indicator system is based on the four clouds that you see around the system, research for both the testing the indicator system and developing the indicator system, but primarily based on existing indicators and an evaluation system. So essentially what we're going to try to do is to put together a system of indicators that tells the United States at different scalable levels, both the U.S., regional, state, and perhaps even lower, what the impacts of climate change are on the sectors that I talked about, greenhouse gases, atmospheric, physical, the sectors, and adaptation. So basically it's a report card of all climate change impact on the United States. Not a small undertaking. And I just have an indicator that we saw a great deal of last summer. This exact map was in a lot of the national news. That's the drought monitor. It is, if you looked at the drought monitor over the last 20 years, it is frightening how many severe droughts we have. So that's an excellent indicator nationally, and you can easily see how that would be important. For me, living in Atlanta, if you look in the southeast part of this country, the regional part, we have severe droughts now where we didn't have any 10 years ago. And the Atlanta environment exactly is being impacted right now by a severe drought. So that is an excellent indicator. The other key is those data are already being collected. Here's another way to display the same data. You may not have seen this as often as you saw the other one on the national news, but the darker colors are the more severe types of droughts, and that just shows that nationally they can run that for regions and states too. That's an excellent indicator. Guess what we don't have in health? Anything like that. The state environmental health Indicator Collaborative is a group that was put together by the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists, and they have been working on health indicators for the United States for, probably about how many years now, Paul? Is Paul still here? About 7 or 8 years. And these were their classes of indicators: environmental, morbidity and mortality, vulnerability, mitigation, adaptation, and policy. I would recommend, if you have an interest in health indicators associated with climate change, that you go to their website, csde.org, and see their listing that they have. They've done a very nice job of putting together both the strengths and limitations of the different classifications. And then the EPA, of course, has a list of indicators. You can go to their website and look at it. The only health indicator that EPA currently is tracking for the nation is heat mortality. As a matter of fact, that's not up on their site right now, but it's going to be revised and back up on their site, I understand. EPA right now is in a major effort to relook at all of their indicators and perhaps add some health and societal indicators. But those indicators are similar to the ones that we're trying to do on the national assessment, in that they cover all the different sectors. And here's some examples of some potential health indicators. You can look at those and see how they would be health-related and how some of them might be leading indicators. For example, number of vehicle miles traveled isn't obviously a health indicator, but is in fact a health indicator. It's also an economic indicator, if you don't know. It's an air indicator. The elderly and poor living in flood zones is a vulnerability indicator, as would be the elderly and poor living in heat areas. So there's a number of different classifications of indicators that we are working on. The point of my talk is not to go over all the indicators. That's not what I'm here to talk to you about. The point of the talk is the same as what Kim opened it with. We really want participation from various groups to help us with this. This is not a subject that 14 of us on the work group can handle. And it is a subject, for example, for health indicators, that various groups that APHA represents and CHIC and CSTE and others can come in and help us with. So we need more research on it. We obviously need more surveillance and monitoring data. But for this particular issue that I'm talking about today, what we need more than anything is for people to weigh in and help us with this. We are going to be approaching a number of different groups officially with this, but we are asking, you can read this, if you have an indicator or if you want to help us work on indicators, there is the website that you can go to and volunteer. If you are a policy intern, and a number of you look young enough to be policy, particularly up front here, you can go and volunteer for this. But we really are trying to beat the bushes for health, environment, atmosphere, expertise that can help weigh in on this. And our health indicators are going to go forward from this, and they would go forward much more strongly if we had some other groups weighing in with us. So thank you very much for your time.